From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, sunny this afternoon with a high about 86. Widespread haze, clear and 60 tonight. Clouds for mid-morning, gradual clearing. High of 87 tomorrow, and we're set to stay in the upper 80s all week in the Umpqua Valley. 79 degrees now, KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In the past few days, a new organization was announced called A New Direction. And former Republican candidate for governor, Christine Drazen. This is a project she is working on. She joins us on the phone. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So I noted as I was going through some of the information this morning, this was a term that you used a lot in your campaign for governor, and I'm kind of wondering about the connection.
Yeah, you know, when I had the opportunity to talk to Oregonians across the state, it was just such a privilege to see people come together in sort of this shared understanding that so much around our state right now that the policies just aren't working. Well, we're on the other side of that race. We have a new governor. But the question that this organization is posing is, has anything changed? You know, not how have politicians dressed it up, but have we actually seen a new direction following this last election, regardless of the winner? And I believe that there's more to be done, that in fact, the partisan spin and the election cycle itself hasn't resulted in better outcomes for Oregonians yet. And this organization is an opportunity to bring people together outside of a campaign environment to be a megaphone for the ideas that so many Oregonians still stand behind, still stand with, that we need more balance, that Oregon needs to be safer, that we need to be an affordable place to live, raise a family. We still need checks and balances. We still need transparency. We see that need every single day. And we need to support the next generation of kids and the next generation of Oregonians, the folks that are moving here and growing up here. And so those ideas still fit underneath that larger banner of let's have a conversation about a new direction for our state and to keep working on that outside of a campaign environment, but to still be able to bring Oregonians together around these policy ideas.
How divided do you think our state is?
I think that the special interests have a lot to do with how divided we are. And the more that you see power really continue to be held in the hands of few, that their allegiance continues to be to the special interests that help get them there. I think that has led to some of the division we feel. I think if you're in your own community, for example, and you're talking with people at a concert in the park or a movie in the park, people are not going to be saying, hi, I'm Jane and I'm a Democrat. That's not how we live. We don't live divided. We live in our commonality. It takes special interests and extreme partisans to remind us of our differences. When we're in our communities, when we are working hard, when we're, living the life that we love here in this state, there's a lot that connects us. And so, there's no doubt we continue to be divided economically. There's more opportunity, continues to be more opportunity in the metro region. We continue to see struggles in the rural and frontier parts of our state where there has been an unequal access to opportunity. And I do think that's very important, and that is something that continues to divide us. I think culturally we have some division for how we approach government's role in our lives. But as Oregonians, I don't think that we naturally approach one another from a position that we are going to be oppositional. We don't do that. We meet people and we say, hey, what do you do in your spare time? What do you do for work? How many kids do you have? And we begin to identify all these ways that we have so much that we share in common and in this state and in our communities that bind us together. And that's really, really such a strong foundation to work from to begin to improve the future of our state.
as you've put this group together, are other folks involved, or is this kind of your effort?
Well, I have a team, and you know, I've hired staff, and we're going to be, you know, actively engaged, communicating directly with Oregonians and having conversations about policies and ideas. And but yeah, I am launching this, and I did found this organization because I am committed to being engaged. On you know, after the race ended, I promised Oregonians that I'm not going to move to California. I'm not going to move to Idaho. I'm not walking away. I am going to commit to do everything I can to make this state that I love better. And that was the purpose of running, was to see if I couldn't do my part to help lead the state. And the purpose of this organization is to continue to do my part, to contribute in any way I can, to help Oregonians be heard and to bring people together.
Now, you've got a website that's really just beginning to be formed, but what kind of information do you eventually plan to have there?
Yeah, we'll have opportunities for people to get together. We will have regional events and convenings where we're going to bring people together to talk about issues and ideas. There'll be opportunities for people to connect up for opportunities to be trained and to identify opportunities to participate and become civic leaders in their own communities, and to give them the tools that they would need to feel confident taking that next step in their own citizenship. So there's going to be a lot of great opportunities for Oregonians to engage with us, and frankly for us to engage with them.
Now, is this going to be a lobby group as well in terms of addressing legislators?
You know, I am. I did not form this to lobby. This is intended to be a megaphone for Oregonians themselves, and an opportunity for Oregonians to better understand how to participate and to strengthen their voices, not to engage in particular in opposition or support in front of a legislative body with testimony. Now, I may very well communicate directly with Oregonians on those policy issues and say, hey, did you know this is happening? Call your legislators, pick up the phone, get involved, this matters. That's probably something this organization will do, but it's not structured or planned that I will come before legislative committees and testify.
What was it like to go through a lengthy governor's race and come out at the end not being the winner? What was that first week like for you?
As you can imagine, not great. I don't recommend it, you know, to anybody. I believe that our system of a winner takes all election, that's how this has to go. And we have this transition of power, and the winner is the winner. And that's, you know, that's how these things work. But it's hard. You know, you're committed to a vision of the future that you're ready to act on. You know, you're ready to come in and clean up agencies and replace agency heads, and you're ready to come in and work on producing a state budget and doing the work, and to be on the other side of that and to reconcile how do I continue to engage? You know, how can I give what I have to give for a cause that I care about? And that's led to the creation of an organization to continue to participate and elevate these issues and be a megaphone for Oregonians to the extent that I'm able to do that. But it's not easy to suffer a loss of any kind, you know, in our lives. And I'm human like everybody else. And it was a hard loss, but I can take a hit and get back up. The point of running was to serve and to try to make a difference. And that opportunity is not ever limited to elected office. There's Oregonians across our state that make their communities better every single day, and they're not elected to anything. They don't have a title where someone gave them permission to make things better. They just took responsibility on themselves. And they said, I care about my community. How can I help? And they create organizations that, you know, give coats to kids in the wintertime or backpack buddies for our students that might be hungry in the summer. Or, I mean, all of these entities, all of these efforts are people in their own local community saying, I see a need and I have the capacity, the interest and the ability to be a part of meeting that need. And I'm going to do that. And that's the place that I started when I made the decision to run for public office, was it was a way, I saw a need and it was a way for me to try to help fill that need. But it's certainly not the only opportunity. And I'm not giving up. I would never give up on my state and the people of the state. I love the state and I love the people of the state. And I'm going to do whatever I can to be a part of making it better.
More when we come back. Christine Drazen, a new direction, a new organization that she has formed. We'll talk more about it in a moment. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. On tomorrow's program, we're going to get an update on the Ford's Pond project out in Sutherland. A lot going on out there this summer. Jim and Beth Hausman from the nonprofit organization will be in on tomorrow's program. We're talking to Christine Drazen about a new direction, the organization that she has formed. I'm curious, after getting through that election cycle, your thoughts about the future of the GOP in Oregon.
Yeah, the Republican Party in Oregon continues to grow. Statistically, our party over the course of last year during the election, we added numbers in that year, and we continue to make gains. They picked up two seats in the House and one seat in the Senate. We picked up a Republican congresswoman in Congresswoman Lori Chavez de Remer, and she's serving Oregon well in that new role. So we have made some gains, and they have been important gains. Single party control, just having one ideological perspective, really managing and controlling every bit of our government, is how you end up with not just fraud and waste, but certainly in most recent cases, some scandal and some other challenges where we lack checks and balances. So the more progress we can make, really the better it is long-term for our state to really have a true check on power. And you get that when you have more balanced representation in elected office.
As part of this new direction group, are you going to be working on trying to get Oregon to be more business friendly?
Yeah, that will be one of the important features of this. You know, when I talk about a new direction for our state, it's always how do we strengthen communities? How do we make this a more affordable place to live and raise a family? And how do we improve opportunity across our state? We have seen the regulatory environment just go crazy in the last couple of legislative sessions. And, you know, I mean, even at a federal level, you know, you have currently even the Biden administration with their own little war on appliances. We have so many natural disasters in the state of Oregon. It's hard to imagine a federal government that doesn't see the need to have generators that we can all use should we lose power if there's an ice storm or a fire. And we have bad policies that are being proposed in the Biden administration right now that would make that harder for Oregonians to get to the other side of an emergency safely. And so it's, you know, the business environment needs addressed. That's tied to our regulatory environment. And when the ideological approach leaves behind common sense, that's when we have a real problem. And that's really where we've been for a long time in Oregon.
What about other aspects of a new direction people should know about?
Well, I do think that the most, you know, important thing about this organization is that it really is a simple vision for the future of our state, that we recommit to having safe communities, that we recommit to opportunity, that we increase common sense, and that we identify common ground, and that we support the quality of life that we also so desperately need. That is, in fact, the Oregon promise. It's why so many of us live here. It's why so many of us have come here. This is a very special place. And to be able to regain that in the ways that it's you know, been lost, we are going to need to work together. And so a new direction is going to be a megaphone for Oregonians that want to see improvement in our quality of life. And it's going to be a platform for people that want to personally engage. They want to personally be a part of making it better in their own communities, whether or not that's volunteering on a board or a commission or one day running for office themselves. This organization will be a part of connecting them with like-minded Oregonians that believe that there's value in accountable, limited government, and that we can provide better government to Oregonians and, frankly, a better quality of life if we hold those that are elected to account. So I look forward to, you know, being across the state and meeting with Oregonians and engaging with them with this new organization and this new role. And I am grateful for the opportunity of last year to have really started this conversation and to really have identified so many needs that we have across our state, but also just so many opportunities. And so Oregonians themselves will have a chance to jump all in on this and really participate in the grassroots outreach and the leadership training and communications. They can sign up at the website to get on our email list, and they can go to social media to get onto our to follow us. And that's and-or.org is the website.
Now, you mentioned hiring staff. How are you funding all of this work?
Yeah, it is a C4 organization, and it runs on donations and folks that believe that the work that we're going to do together is valuable and worthwhile.
And a C4 is kind of an unusual organization. Why did you go that route?
Yeah, it actually made the most sense to me because the work that we're going to do really is, you know, kind of it falls into the category of what's in the public good, you know, what will support the common good. And then it also will allow for us to engage in the parts of the conversation where we are advocating for Oregonians to take action, not around a candidate, but around ideas. And so the C4 really lets us have, like I said, a megaphone that says, you know, next time legislators come up with a really bad idea that's an increase in taxation or something that's really going to drive increased cost of living for Oregonians or is going to harm and attack particular regions of our state, having a C4 lets us highlight those issues and rally Oregonians around a response to that.
What are your thoughts about the first several months of Governor Kotek's term?
Yeah, I am the kind of person that really recognizes the need for the leaders in our state to be effective. We are all dependent on the folks that are elected into that office, and I really want her to have a term in office where she is an effective governor on behalf of our state. And, you know, I was really thankful to see when there was the scandal with Shamia Fagan where she had clearly not been paid enough by the people of Oregon, to be honest, and had made a decision to place other special interest priorities above ethics that are required of that office. I was pleased to see that Governor Kotek stood with others and called for her resignation. And, you know, and I do think that there, you know, there were lost opportunities this session where I would have hoped that the leader of our state could have brought people together more directly and been more willing to negotiate a compromise and a solution. And that wasn't a role that she was, you know, that she played over the course of that session. So we clearly approach public policy differently. You know, there's a reason we ran against each other. But I was really thankful to see that when there was just a real failing in ethics, in leadership, that she stepped up and she called on Shamia Fagan in particular to resign from that office. And, you know, and she replaced her with someone that isn't going to run for that office, that I have a lot of hope that the new Secretary of State will do what she's committed to do, which is to regain Oregonians' trust in the Secretary of State's office.
A new direction is the organization, Christine Drazen. Thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.